Welcome back in with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we get to go to my favorite resort in the world. It's Mardon Resort. It's located at Eastern Washington's Potholes Reservoir. I've got several decades of fond memories built up at this place, and today we get to talk to the co-owner of the resort, Marilyn Miesberg. Marilyn, it's great to have you on the air.
Well, thank you for having me, John.
Marilyn, Mardon Resort, very well-known establishment. It's been around for over 50 years, but it's really, really changed in the last decade. Why don't you tell some of our listeners who haven't been there in a while some of the fantastic changes you've made in just the last 10 years?
Then that's about right, John. About 10 years ago, and well, it's been 7 years. In 2013, we were in the process of renewing our leases with the state and federal government, and we were able to pick up an extension of the resort, and we named it Blythe Bay. We went in there, and we put in 21 big rig pull-through RV sites. We rebuilt another four existing sites into big rigs, and then we added two camper cabins and a bathroom, a giant lawn with horseshoe pits, volleyball, half-court basketball, and a fabulous, fabulous view of the whole lake.
Not only that, you've completely redone all of the existing RV sites. You've added more of those park cottages that people love so much. You've got additional camper cabins on top of that, a complete remodel of the beach bar and grill. And I understand you're even putting in a putt-putt golf course that's opening up this summer.
Yes, we have taken over a kind of a favorite camping area, and we apologize to all the tent campers that loved it, but it was the best place for us to put it and manage it through the office. But the little grassy park that's right beside the office is now about half finished. We've got about half of the holes already done for miniature golf. There's going to be 18 holes out there. We even have a plinko hole, so you'll hit the ball up onto the top of the hole and it'll plinko its way down to the bottom, and it's clearly going to be luck to win that hole. But it's going to be a really fun. We're designing it ourselves. We're doing all the work ourselves. It will be fenced and lighted, and it's right next to the restaurant, so it's really easy to get an ice cream cone while you're playing, and it also has a view of the lake.
You know, and that really highlights something here, is the fact that there's so much to do at Mardon besides the fishing. I mean, you've got, like you said, the putt-putt golf there. You've got the restaurant, which has ice cream that the kids love, not to mention the store right there that has snacks for the kids, too. And you've got a very, very popular swim beach. A lot of people just come to hang out at your beach, don't they?
Absolutely. We don't have our beach until 4th of July weekend. So if you come here in June, you're like, what happened to the beach? We're on a reservoir with fluctuating water levels. And so we're at high pool Memorial Day weekend, and it starts to recede. By the 4th of July, we've got a decent little beach. And by the end of summer, it is huge. You could have two or three football fields on that beach. It's that big. But many people just come here for the beach experience. They come in there and stay in a tent or their RV, or they rent one of our cottages or rental homes. And just every single day they go down and lounge at the beach and let the kids swim and play.
Well, not only that, at the end of the day, I've got to tell you, folks, the sunsets at Mardon Resort, just the way the resort's situated at the south end of Potholes Reservoir and looking towards the west, towards the state park, you've got the most spectacular sunsets of anywhere I've ever been.
I would agree. I always say our sunsets rival Hawaii's, and we've had many customers say that. We have lots of customers that take pictures of the sunsets and post them on our Facebook page, and they are phenomenal.
Let's talk a little bit about how COVID-19 has affected your resort. Now, it's affected everybody. It closed everybody down for March and April, but you've been able to open up again, but I'm guessing there's been some changes in how you're operating.
Absolutely. For starters, I'd just like to say for anyone who has fallen ill with the COVID-19 or has lost a loved one, our sympathies goes out to you. We are working very, very, very hard here to earn your trust that we can keep you safe in our RV park. We are mostly an RV park, and we have instituted some changes. We go every single day, anyone that departs our RV park, we go in and we sanitize the entire site where you touch the water hookup, where you plug yourself into the plug-in box for your power, the picnic table, the slab, all of that is rinsed and sanitized. Our goal here is for people to come and enjoy an outdoor experience and not have any spread of COVID-19. We have opened our bathrooms now. We're cleaning them very regularly. Plus, we have put a sanitation kit in each restroom. So a bottle of sanitation spray, there's paper towels. You can spray anything that you're going to touch and feel secure, use the restroom, and still be healthy.
That is a wonderful idea. Now, I know that you had to postpone several bass tournaments, including the Berkeley Big Bass Tournament, which is now rescheduled October 3rd. You got the 4th of July parade coming up, but I'm guessing a lot of this is in the air. It all depends where the state is in terms of allowing events to happen and crowds to gather, isn't it?
That is correct, John. Grant County is phase two. That would allow us to open our restaurant to in-house dining at 50%. Still think that we would be at five-person gatherings. So I don't think we'd get to have any gatherings until we jump to phase three, which is a ways out. Right now, all of our events are tabled. We did have five different events, four of them tournaments, and one of them was the Sandhill Crane Festival in March that got canceled. And the Berkeley tournaments in October 3rd, our walleye, our Rod Meesburg Spring Walleye Classic is now going to be a fall walleye classic on October 10th and 11th. It's going to kind of partner up with the walleye school that we'll have here in October as well.
Oh, and folks, I got to attend part of that walleye school with Johnny Candle last year. This is a can't-miss event. We'll have Johnny on again to tell you more about that in the weeks ahead. One other thing we have to discuss, though, the reason that so many people come to Mardon and to Potholes Reservoir is the fantastic fishing. Potholes, 30 years ago, especially in the wake of Mount St. Helens, it was kind of on its heels in terms of being a viable fishery, but now it's got trophy largemouth, trophy smallmouth, a fantastic walleye fishery, maybe the best lake walleye fishery in the state, great trout fishing, great panfish, and even if you don't have a boat to enjoy all this, you've got great fishing off the docks, and if you're a guest, I mean, the kids just love that, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to own a boat to fish at Potholes Reservoir. There's lots and lots of shoreline here. Plus, if you're an overnight guest at Mardon Resort, you get complimentary passes to fish off the dock. You can fish there 24/7, and it can be very good fishing, very, very good fishing there. So right now, I don't know if it's because the fish laid dormant for 5 weeks while nobody could fish during the closure, but the fishing has been very good here for everybody. Seeing nice catches of walleye coming in, lots and lots of great reports of catch-release bass. The crappie have been hitting a little bit off the dock, which is kind of fun to have a panfish hitting this early in the year, so that's been nice for us to have that fun thing to do that we were denied of for so long.
Well, the bottom line is this, folks. If you are looking for a getaway this summer, the place to go to is Mardon Resort at Eastern Washington's Potholes Reservoir. And the website to go to find out more and to make your reservation is mardonresort.com. That's M-A-R-D-O-N resort.com. But you better hurry. This is a very popular place. A lot of weekends are already booked up this summer. So get on there now instead of later. Book your reservation now. Book your summer getaway now and enjoy some time at the lake. Marilyn, thanks for sharing this with us today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.